everyone. Thanks for tuning in. This interview was originally released in Spanish on episode 19. It's an interview with Yulisa Chambi, a young coffee producer from Bolivia who had her first harvest in 2021, the result of more than 3 years of hard work growing coffee plants from seeds to soldiers to flowering plants. Yulisa's last name might sound familiar. We interviewed her brother Felix way back in season one. And while the family has grown coffee for decades, Felix and now Yulisa are part of a renewed focus on quality, which begins at the farm level. In 2021, I got to visit Bolivia for the first time. It was an incredible adventure, and you can hear all about it in episode 15, the first of the season. The Bolivian coffee professionals that I met there were so open and willing to share. I met dozens of producers, several coffee shop owners and roasters, and many qualified cuppers. But one producer stood out to me. I first met Yulisa Chambi in Caranavi. She's a wisp of a girl with long black hair, a secretive smile, and a quiet voice. And when I say girl, I'm not exaggerating by much. Yulisa was only 21 years old when I met her. After years of work growing coffee from seeds to soldiers to robust plants, Yulisa had her first coffee harvest in 2021. Let's listen to the interview, which took place amidst her coffee trees in a lot she's been caring for the last several years. One quick note, this interview actually took place amongst the coffee plants on a hot day that was cooling off beautifully as the sun went down. So you're going to hear leaves rustling, you're going to hear some insects, and you'll definitely hear the snuffling of several dogs who seem to follow Yulisa wherever she goes.
Ok, ya estamos aquí. ¿Se me puede presentar, por favor, su nombre?
Ok, mi nombre es Yulisa Chambi García. Tengo 21 años, soy de La Paz, Bolivia, del Alto. ¿Qué más?
¿A dónde estamos ahora, Yuli?
Okay. Estamos en Los Yungas, en la comunidad de Alto Lima, zona 4. Esta es la finca de mi familia, de mis hermanos, mi mamá.
¿Todos cosechan juntos?
Sí, todos, toda la familia. Mis sobrinos y va hasta más generaciones.
¡Wow!
Yulisa's family has been harvesting coffee for years, maybe since the 70s, she says. But they ended up leaving the industry for a while. Her mom stayed in the countryside while all the kids went up to bigger cities like La Paz or El Alto. Not much coffee was left on the farm, and it wasn't until her brother Felix Chambi got into the coffee scene in the early 2000s that they started their coffee business again. Remember, you can listen to my interview with Felix in English and Spanish in season one.
¿Y hace cuánto tiempo que cosecha café tu familia?
Sí. Desde que mi mamá se ha venido por acá del campo, ya había, han empezado a plantar los cafetales viejos y hemos hecho un vivero en el 2019 hemos empezado. En el 2018 a finales hemos empezado a almacigar, el 2019 a hacer ya las macetas, plantar las plantines, todo el año el 2019 ha sido el vivero. Hasta octubre ya hemos empezado a preparar el terreno y después ya a plantar en diciembre y enero. Hasta marzo hemos tenido de plantar, no se ha ganado, era mucho. Pero ya al final ya estaba todo. Las lluvias nos han ayudado mucho ese tiempo. Han levantado, se veían bien bonitos.
In 2019, Yulisa, with the help of her family, started a coffee nursery. In October of that year, she started preparing the land for planting, and in December, she started planting her young trees. She says it took until March to finish, even though it didn't seem like that many plants. She's grateful for the rains that first year because it helped her coffee plants grow big and healthy.
Los cafés son catuay. Son catuay rojo y algunos amarillos también se han mezclado. Más al frente ya es el caturra y hay unas cuantas típicas mezcladas en las semillas se han mezclado y uno y otro.
She has red and yellow catuai, some katura, and a row of just straight tibica. She says the tibica shrubs tend to be big and tall, and that their seeds look a little different. I asked her about cupping, and Yulisa surprises me by saying that when she was a little girl, her brother Felix taught her to cup, and would have her taste almost all the coffees with him, although she admits that she didn't really understand what the point was. She's still insecure about her cupping skills, but Yulisa got her Q-Cupping Essentials certificate from CQI soon after this interview. And when I led a cupping skills class in Bolivia a year later in November of 2022, I saw that she was an observant and astute cupper. I can't wait to see what her palate can do in a few more years.
Antes de niña, cuando mi hermano empezado a catar, así es. Nos hacía catar así de niñas, ¿no? Yo tenía creo 10 años, 12. Aún no he aprendido bien, pero sé más o menos cómo es. Los olores, los sabores, el agridulce.
Yulisa grew up on the farm, and she says that when she was little, she loved to climb trees and run around her mom's property. Even the coffee shrubs, which would bend under her weight until their tops touched the ground and she could finally reach all of the berries. The farm sits deep inside Los Yungas, more than an hour away from Caranavi, up winding dirt roads. It sits on top of a crest and looks out over a beautiful sea of green. Yulisa's brothers are older than she is, and when they left for the city to work and study, she and her younger sister were left on the farm to harvest with their mom.
De niña, de acuerdo, cuando veníamos, y yo y mi hermanita y mi mamá nos ya subíamos a cosechar. Los últimos tiempos.
Ya. ¿Y cómo te enseñó a cosechar tu mamá? ¿Qué te decía?
Bajar los granitos sin el palito, solo el granito, no verde, no lastimar las hojas. Pero yo jugaba cuando era niña, no entendía ese tiempo. Después ya sí, ya le entendía cómo hacer las cosas, bajar los granitos sin verde. Eso es más.
Her mother gave strict instructions on the correct way to harvest. Grab the ripe cherries without harming the leaves or disturbing the stalk of the cherry, called the pedicel. Not to grab the green ones. They would have to come back when the green berries were ripe. Yulisa laughs, remembering how, as a little girl, she didn't really understand why it mattered so much. She played in the trees, probably a little too roughly, and wasn't as judicious with her selective harvesting as she should be. Soon, she came to realize that this was what her family survived on. This was how they were able to buy things. At that time, they sold their small harvest in Caranavi rather than directly to a beneficio. Now Yulisa has her own plot of land. She looks at the plants fondly, proudly remembering how hard it was to grow these tall shrubs from tiny seeds. When they were in the nursery, she would stay late into the night making sure that they had enough water. Los Yungas goes through a long dry spell each year, and she says that her plants hated it. She felt so bad for them and would carefully water them in the evenings with any water she had left over from the day. Seeing them grow big and tall and give off their first harvest, Yulisa says she thinks it was worth all the hard work and all those late nights in the nursery. I can confirm this for her. I cupped her coffee in Oakland before coming to Bolivia and ended up buying that first harvest. It was of extremely high quality, high enough that it went straight to Royal's Crown Jewel program, reserved for only the best and most special lots. It was one of the best lots we bought from Bolivia that year. She says it's incredible to think of her coffee being in another country, to think of people drinking it somewhere far away. I hope you enjoyed listening to this interview with Yulisa Chambi Garcia. She is a rising star in the Bolivian coffee scene, and it's been really wonderful to see her grow as a coffee professional just over this past year, from when I first met her to when I went to go see her again in November of 2022. Her coffee plants are healthy. She's getting ready to export again this year, and like I said, I just can't wait to see where this girl ends up in her career, because she's got a ton of potential. And there's just nothing to stop her.
We are Doris Garrido and Sandra Elisa Lufboro, and this is our second season. At Cafetera Intelectual, we want to connect coffee communities. We tell stories from coffee producing and coffee consuming countries in both English and Spanish. Cafetera Intelectual is an independent podcast by Doris Garrido and Sandra Elisa Lufboro. You can find more info about us and our episodes at cafeteraintelectual.com or at Cafetera Intelectual on Instagram and Facebook, or Cafetera Pod on Twitter. Our theme music is by Adam Spry, and Jessica Case designed our logo. Please like and subscribe to show your support.